It will, whatever it is, we know that, so okay. That's pretty good. I'm all set here. All right. Let me know when we're on, okay? Okay. Because I can't see the clock from here, so just give me a point or something.
Now would be about the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the biggest news in lacrosse is, of course, Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center is now Gunderson Presbyterian. They're trying to attract a better class of patient. You know, the ones that can pay. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Fine Arts Center at the lovely Viterbo University in La Crosse, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tooling on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Dustin Hackworth on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Congressman Ron Kind, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by Radisson Hotel La Crosse and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, it's the June Fly Man, Michael Feldman.
Did you say Jew fly?
I did, yep.
Jew fly?
Oh, I did not say that. I said
the Jew fly, man?
April, May, June fly.
Oh, okay,
June
sorry.
Fly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little sensitive sometimes, you know. Okay. Well, okay, so yeah, this Gunderson Lutheran thing has got everyone pretty shook up, I bet, huh? Why they want to drop the Lutheran? What's the deal with that? Lutherans are feeling pretty bad about it. After all, the word doesn't come up that often in common usage, you know. You don't hear, that's very Lutheran of you, for example. Or don't try to Lutheran somebody down, you know. No, you don't ever hear that. I never heard that. Did you ever hear that? Because you know they're not going to budge, so no point for that saying. So, no point in changing Lutherans in midstream, you know. It just doesn't occur. And yet Gunderson has changed in midstream. They did consider a lot of options, of course. Gunderstein, Jewish doctors. Gunderstein Jewish Doctors, LLC, I thought was a good one. Gunderson Islamic Medical Center. Gunderson Whatever Medical Center. Acme Medical Center, because it'd be first in the listings, you know. Hold the Mayo Clinic, I thought was a good idea. And their new motto, you know, same great service, but without the Lutherans. I don't get it. Kind of shocking to a lot of people, mostly Lutherans, of course. I mean, would you take the Franciscan out of Franciscan Skemp? I don't think so. That's just Skemp. Doesn't read. Gunderson also is trying to go energy as well as Lutheran independent. Some people, mostly Lutherans, think it's a power grab. Eventually, of course, we'll see the independent state of Gunderson Coulee. They're already seeking vouchers from the Walker administration. Vouchers! Vouchers for all! I promise you a voucher. Some people, mostly Lutheran, of course, think they're tilting at windmills out there. I don't know. What does this here say? Oh, yes. And now they're going to tap cows for energy. You know, they have the rights, apparently, to all the methane emitted by all the cows in Wisconsin. I don't know how they swung that deal. That would make them the United Gunderson Emirates of energy. Okay, I'm through. In other lacrosse in Onalaska news that isn't, lacrosse police compromised their case by confusing the Get Money Boys with the Get Mommy Boys. So they had to throw it out. Fire at Organic Valley shows them organic shirk and burn. Oh. Some hope that if Willie Nelson's bus arrives during the Mayfly hatch, they can smoke him out. I mean, can you imagine being on the Willie Nelson bus if they pull into that swarm, you know, and you don't want to be high when that's going on. I mean, that's... Thank you. Thank you, whoever giggles at me. Governor Walker was here on the steps of the UW La Crosse's main hall, announcing it's for sale. It's going condo conversion by private market forces. That's the way we like it. The good news is there will be condo vouchers. So, 20 more surveillance cameras installed in La Crosse to keep an eye on the other 20 they already got. The only trouble with all the surveillance cameras is they're attracting a lot of American Idol wannabes, you know. Kind of defeats the purpose. Mocking the view. Anyone seeing the mini-me mayor of La Crosse is asked to call his dad, Mayor Tim. Who's worried about him? With the success of the drone program, the Obama administration is looking into weaponized mayflies. The Onalaska student found hiding in the high school says he just wanted to be first in the lunch line because they run out of tots. Many in the Driftless area, mostly Lutherans, report feeling listless and unable to sediment. I don't know. Guaranteed. These are not guaranteed. They're not coming with a guarantee. Researchers now believe that the mayfly swarm is attracted to the overflow from the Third Street tappers. Draws, they breed in that pretty good. As do the rest of us, I might say. This year they're experimenting by stocking 10 billion trout to leap at the mayflies during the swarm. So that should be interesting. The worry is they will attract a swarm of trout fishermen, with almost even worse than mayflies, I think. Especially bad because no trout fisherman likes being next to another trout fisherman. You know, they could be on a dam with 500 guys and they all think they're there alone. You know, these trout guys are like that. So that'd be terrible. That's just a side, that's an editorial. I don't do many fish editorials, but that's one. And those bass boats, what about that? Okay, never mind. On an all-night session at the Capitol in Madison, the Kringle has made Wisconsin state pastry. In the middle of the night, that's the kind of thing they do in the middle of the night there in the state capitol. There will be Kringle vouchers, of course. The redesigned Theater Road intersection in Onalaska will have no Mayo Clinic exit, so patients will pretty much have to use the Gunderson, formerly Lutheran, facility. So that's a good thing. In Winona, the Tri-Nona has been expanded to a Quad-Nona, and they're looking at a Sonk-Nona next year. Over in Sparta, Lady Butterfest is all greased up for the big weekend. Are you going then? Yeah? You going? Cool. What does this mean? Are there mayflies in here? What are you? Who did? What? What? Is she here? No. Lady Butterfest? No, she's got to be there greasing up now. Lord Butterfest, however, has had to go oleo this year due to health concerns. So, the town of Onalaska wants to be a village, although many people, mostly Lutheran, feel that that could be a step backwards. You know. They're already a town, they go to a village. Isn't a village, you know, village is only one step ahead of shtetl, or ghetto. Be the ghetto of Onalaska, it doesn't sound good. Holman has refused to take its troops out of Apostolic Life Church in a bold annexation attempt. this is pretty inside stuff. So if you don't get it, don't worry about it. Ask somebody on the way home or stop somebody and say, drive to Holman and ask him about it. Highway 35 is now the DMZ because of annexation hostilities. Asked why Oktoberfest is held in September, the board of directors would only say, why do mayflies come in July? No one dared ask why it's a K and not a C in Oktoberfest. Answers like that is why. Be a shorter festival, but Miss Oktoberfest will be more robust this year. That's what I read. I don't know. I might have quoted them wrong, but that's, I think, what they said. La Crosse's Company B Civil War reenactors will update to the Vietnam War in 2014, and they are looking for Viet Cong volunteers. Okay, let's see here. I can't read through the tears. Gunderson, it says here, Gunderson, formerly Lutheran, corners of the breast milk market, gets listed on the commodities exchange where breast milk closed higher. They're in every aspect of our lives now. Gunderson, formerly Lutheran. Oh, very nice drawing. Who is that? Oh, a caricature, okay. Well, maybe a little in a second or two. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Caricature, okay. I'm already a caricature. What do I need now? Increase in gas prices finds more people trying to coast across the bridges to Minnesota on a quick trip. And finally, and I mean that, Onalaska initiates the new Gay Line bus service to La Crescent for the abundant same-sex marriage chapels in the Orchard. And that's all the news that is in for La Crosse, Onalaska, and parks around. Thank you very much. Thank you, La Crosse. Beautiful. We're in beautiful Viterbo Fine Arts Center. Great to be here. And I've never yet to meet the nuns, actually, though, because I guess they're always praying. So you don't want to, you know, bust in and say, hey, Mike Feldman. excuse me, you know, because it's perpetual prayer. So, you know. Jew interrupts perpetual prayer going on since 1873, you know. I don't need that kind of. Okay.